Happy Friday to you all, and welcome back to the podcast, Letters for Our Daughters. I am your host, Danielle Hager, and today we will be talking about stepping out of your comfort zone. When I was in middle school, I read the quote, "Do one thing every day that scares you," from Eleanor Roosevelt. I remember reading it and thinking, "Oh yeah, I should do that." I probably have the same reaction every single time I read it. I think I have done things that have scared me in the past. One of the most memorable ones has been doing the zip line over the jungle in Costa Rica. I went with a group of friends from an opera program we were a part of that summer. There were a total of 14 lines, and on one of the longest lines, I was behind one of our friends who was terrified, or so he seemed to be. He went before me on this long line, and right before he was hooked to the line, he started praying. As he finally built the courage to let go, he continued to pray until his voice vanished as he went down the line. Now, I was probably as terrified as he was, so I decided to let my friend Matt go before me. Matt was super excited and was ready for the thrill and adventure. And without hesitation, he hooked himself up to the line and down he went, screaming with joy. At that point, I realized I had two emotions happening at the same time. There was nothing I could do at that point but to hook myself up to the line and let go. Was I scared? Hell yes. Was I excited? Hell yes. So there I was, hooked to the line with fear and excitement into the unknown, into the Costa Rican jungle. Might I add that there was also an active volcano nearby. So as I was coming down the line, I felt so free and alive. Not to be morbid, but I realized there were a few things that could happen. The line could break, the volcano could erupt, or I could simply enjoy this life-changing and magical experience as I felt fear and excitement at the same time. To the many fearless people out there listening to this, this may seem as nothing too crazy or adventurous, but you need to understand that for someone like me, who is always thinking about the future and who deals with anxiety, this was very much indeed an adventure that will stay with me for the rest of my life. But stepping out of your comfort zone or doing something that scares you doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go skydiving. Sometimes, it is all about the little things that we should be doing in order to get to where we want to be. Back in 2014, I saw a listing on Facebook for an open call for a theater in Pleasantville, New York. They were holding auditions for Into the Woods. I kept on looking at the posting and kept on going back and forth on why I should and should not audition. I went to school for opera performance. But before I immersed myself into the world of opera, I used to do musical theater. I always thought I was going to follow in my brother's footsteps and end up pursuing a musical theater degree. But then I went to see Carmen at the Metropolitan Opera House and fell in love with every single aspect of singing opera. At that moment, at the age of 17, I knew I wanted to become an opera singer. I wanted to learn everything about it. So I ended up getting my degrees in opera performance. I sang and worked as an opera singer for a few years, but after a while, I started to feel the musical theater bug again. But I hadn't done it in years. I hadn't gone into a musical theater audition in years, and those auditions are very, very different from the opera world. My sound was very operatic, and I had to relearn how to sing into a microphone. So there I was, in front of my computer, looking at this posting. I had played the witch back in the day, but I didn't feel comfortable enough or brave enough to go in for that role. So I had my eyes set on the role of Cinderella. So I built the courage and then went into the unknown. I was once again terrified. I stood there in front of the director, who was a dream to work with, and I sang, "Green finch and linnet bird, nightingale, blackbird, teach me how to sing," from the musical Sweeney Todd. I could feel every single part of my body shake, even my voice. My vibrato was so wild. But I finished it. And the director was so kind and asked me to sing some Cinderella stuff. Once again, terrified, but I did it. I got cast as Rapunzel. Perfect, I thought. A role that is still somewhat operatic, but has its acting challenges. I had a wonderful time with that theater and playing this role. I recently read in my journal from 2014 about how scared I was going into this. Then I read an entry from my most recent show, Bridges of Madison County, and how, if it had not been for that audition back in 2014, I would have never played the role of Francesca or all the roles I have been very fortunate to play since Rapunzel. I must say that I still deal with my fears of the musical theater audition world. As an opera singer, I was taught to follow the rules. I became very technical and was afraid to do something wrong. I am aware that not all opera singers are like this, but I am. I follow the rules, and in some way, that has limited me to step outside of my comfort zone, say screw it, and go into these auditions. But I have. Sometimes I don't get heard, and sometimes I do and get a callback and make a fool out of myself. In 2016, I went in for an audition for Man of La Mancha for a regional theater. I felt very confident and got a callback. Nice, I thought. I texted my voice teacher, my brothers, my parents, my friend Jesse, and everyone that helped me to get this audition in the first place. I was super excited. The casting director at that point came up to me and asked me to come back in a few days to sing again and for the movement call. The movement call? I have to move? I freaked out once again. I reached out to my team of supporters and they all said, "Don't worry, you will be fine. It is just a movement call. You move beautifully." Okay, I thought. So that night, I went on YouTube and found a beginner ballet video just to review the terminology. The following day, I went to get an outfit for this movement call. I got a nice top and some nice yoga stretchy pants. I had my character shoes and was ready for the following day. So I get there, and all the girls are dressed in their dancing attires. Leotards, tights, and those dance skirts. I used to have one back in the day. So they're all stretching, like deep, deep stretching. My heart sank. I thought, wait, these girls are dancers. The casting director comes out. She says hello and tells me that they want to see me move first. Oh God, my heart is pounding even faster now, but okay, sure, I'll move. We get to the studio and the choreographer begins with a combination. Movement call? This is not a movement call. This is an actual dance call. Oh my God, I think. Okay, whatever. So I say to myself, Danny, you have two options. Option one, go up to the director and say, "Excuse me, sir, I am not a dancer. I do not want to waste your time, so I'm just going to leave." Or option two, just finish it. So I stayed. We were then split into groups of threes. My group gets called, and there I am standing in front of the director as we face the mirror. Why? Why the mirror? Anyway, we dance it, or better said, they dance it. And at the end, we were supposed to end with a fierce flamenco-ish Spanish sexy pose. I somehow managed to get to the end. And what kind of pose do I end up with? A big, proud starfish pose. Yep, arms up in the air, legs spread out, and with probably an expression of relief on my face. I then look in the mirror and see what my pose is and what the other two girls' poses are and start laughing. Their poses were fierce. Exactly what the choreographer wanted. For a better understanding of what this pose was, you can go on my Instagram at Danielle Hager with one L and check it out. Yep, it was that pathetic pose. As you can imagine, I was not asked to stay and sing. So I left. I left with a mix of disbelief of what just happened and with the great amount of knowledge that I need to take some dance classes. Everyone has been telling me to do this, but finally I was telling myself the same thing. So did I do it? Of course not. Life happens. I also got cast in roles that didn't require me to dance, so why bother? My insecurities about dancing have always been there, so why put myself through that again? Well, I finally did it last night at the age of 34. I went to my first dance class in years. Basic ballet. Once again, I got myself an outfit, nice yoga stretchy pants and a nice top. I found my old ballet slippers, and there I was at the dance studio steps on Broadway. So I walk in, and they're all dancers. What the hell? I thought this was basic. Once again, my heart is pounding so fast, and I start thinking, why can't I just get a basic class? I should just sign up for a kids class. I am not a dancer. But then I stopped myself and said, snap out of it, Danny. Do it. Right. You are not a professional dancer, but you can dance and you are here to learn. It is called a class for a reason. So I stayed. I am so sore as I'm recording this, but happy that I did it. I wasn't able to pirouette myself across the floor, but I did something that scared me. I did it, and I'm happy about it. I am not going to become a professional ballerina. Maybe, hopefully, in my next lifetime. But in this lifetime, I am not. I put myself through a whole day of anxiety for this class, but I'm glad I did. I think it is important to do these things to show yourself how brave you really are. I think that is what all of this is truly about. Putting yourself through the unknown to realize your strengths. Most of the times, I have talked myself into things. It is very easy to talk myself out of things, but talking myself into things is what will make me stronger and braver and will help me accomplish what I truly want. I talked myself out of going to that Into the Woods audition probably more times than talking myself into doing it. I am glad that the last one resonated and made me do it. I am glad I talked myself the whole day yesterday, despite my anxiety, into going to this dance class. So, dear daughter, you may not be able to do one thing every day that scares you, but do try. Step out of your box and follow what your heart is telling you. It is very easy to let the excuses that your brain creates get in the way of your dreams, but simply push them aside. They will be there. But just put them to the side and carry them with you into that dance studio or down that zip line. Be smart, of course, and make smart choices. Be adventurous, but also protect yourself. But be willing to bring that shield down whenever possible. The shield offers you protection, but can also obstruct your view. Listen to your heart. What is it telling you? Do you really want it? Really, really? Then go for it. Talk yourself into it and go for it. Thank you all for listening. You can now subscribe to the podcast on Pocket Casts and iTunes. Leave me a note. Send me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Danielle Hager with one L. And smile, my sons and daughters. Go and enjoy your highs and your lows. Remember to make it a memorable ride.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.